do you expect to be back?
I don't control that. You know what I mean? If I am, I am. If I ain't, I ain't. You know, my main thing is just getting home, relaxing it, and just relaxing really.
Would you like to be back?
Yes, sir. Definitely, definitely. I think this is a classic organization. I love the guys in the locker room, the young guys. You know, made a lot of friends here, man. And it'd be sad, be gone. But at the end of the day, man, my main focus is just chilling.
What do you think happened with this defense, which was so dynamic last year? Mm-hmm. Why do you think you struggled this year, aside from injuries?
I think that's the main thing. You know, you got guys coming in and out of the building, you know, and it's hard to gel as a team, you know, and get a feel for people and their style of play, you know, especially when you come off a season when you bring kind of everybody back and you're looking to hit the ground and running, you don't work like that, you get hit with injuries and all kind of stuff, and you just got to keep battling through it. So, you know, I think the main thing is that it was just hard to just put pieces together that weren't normally there.
Is it possible that this team could turn it around quickly?
Easy, definitely. I know the guys that's in the locker room, the guys that were hurt. I know they're eager to get back and get started. And I can tell you that no man definitely want this taste in their mouth this whole offseason, you know. So I think it was good to get a win, you know, leaving out, you know, kind of get that feeling back, even though it was a very, very difficult season. But I think guys' mindset is coming back and not having that feeling again.
Is this the most, I guess, different season than how you anticipated it working out, you know, from the high to the low?
Definitely, man. I just looked at the locker room with the guys we had. I thought we would do much, much better. But at the end of the day, man, it's football, and you can never truly know what's really going to happen in the season. You know, you just got to live through it, and we got through it.
Is this the year you're just glad it's over?
Nah, man. When football over, you know what I mean? You want that rest, but you'll miss it. It'll hit you, so you'd rather be playing this week and next week and so forth and so on. So just, it's tough, but, you know, I think you just got to get away from a little bit and then get back to grinding.
How curious are you going to be about this coaching search? Because none clearly the right guy needs to come in here, right?
None at all. You know, that's out of my control, man. I just go out and do what I do, you know, and I just play ball. So whoever they bring in, who they don't bring in, it don't matter to me.
Do you think Eli Apple can
definitely
straighten himself out?
Easy. You know, you got a whole offseason to think about it and reflect. You know, I think he was a guy, man, that's young and didn't know how to deal with a lot of stuff. But I think he had tremendous upsides, and I think they should definitely give him another look.
What about the accountability that was shown in that last game where you saw some statements made, guys were shown the door, others were benched? Do you think that's the kind of thing that this organization needed?
This late in the season? Nah.
Does it make a statement about the future?
Nah. Not to me. I just think, I don't know why some of that stuff happened. You know, that's out of my control. I will say that. I can tell you that it's clear cut that they're about business, and you got to be about your football and go about certain things a certain way, you know. But to make certain things happen this late in the season, I
a big difference.
Nah.